Okay, folks, if we could get started, it'd be great. I somehow managed to get us running a little bit behind already. Let's see. I want to introduce the moderator of this next panel, Matt Nielsen. Matthew is a partner at Bracewell here in Dallas. We've worked together, and Matthew's a very impressive attorney, but I never read his bio, and when I was reading it just this morning, I noticed that he was a magna cum laude graduate of Baylor Law School, and I thought, yep, I knew it. He's one of those contemplative guys who is going to get you the right answer. He defends folks in white-collar investigations. He's done a lot of work in the oil industry. He's done a lot of work in accounting cases. He's just an outstanding attorney, and I know he's going to do a super job today. Thanks, Matt.
Thanks. Full transparency, we lost the bios of our panel members, so I'm just going to let them introduce themselves instead of me trying to figure out how to do it for them. So, and by the way, I think we have 7 minutes left in our panel, so just move fast.
Well, my name is Brent Webster. I'm the first assistant attorney general for Ken Paxton. My background, I was a prosecutor for 10 years. I did everything you could do in county, from county to district attorney's office, and then left there and burned out and went to civil litigation with a small firm out of Houston. At some point during the mid-20-teens, I met Ken Paxton just for 5 minutes. And when he was looking for a new first assistant, I apparently came to mind. So he reached out to me, and I came in quite the tumultuous time. Y'all may have read about that or heard about it or even followed the impeachment in that process. But it was a great opportunity that I just seized. And so I've really focused on reforming the agency to make it more enforcement-minded, similar to how a prosecutor might think, especially with our civil enforcement. And so I'm looking forward to talking about that today.
Great. Ronak Patel, private practice with the firm Bressler Amin Ross. I focus on securities regulatory enforcement matters around the country, and I served previously as the Deputy Securities Commissioner of Texas for a number of years, and I'm happy to be here.
Good morning. My name's Matt Wise, and Ronak Patel used to be my boss. I serve as the assistant director for our enforcement division of the Texas State Securities Board. I manage the Dallas office. I began working for the Securities Board in 2011, took a hiatus to go work at the Dallas County District Attorney's Office in their financial crimes or specialized crimes division, and then was so miffed by that I came back to the Securities Board when this opportunity presented itself to manage the Dallas office. I have prosecuted cases, securities fraud cases. These are generally cases that involve a complex set of facts, millions, tens of millions of dollars, hundreds of victims, and I will say, knock on wood, we've never lost a case. So,
all right. So, I know there's practitioners in the audience, and they have a mix of practice between federal and state, but I thought it would be helpful to talk just a little bit about an overview of the agencies. And so, Brent and Matt, I'm going to go to you on this. And Ronak, of course, you used to be the boss, so you weigh in. But, Brent, talk a little bit about how the Attorney General's office is organized and, specifically civil criminal side as well.
Right. So we have obviously a smaller criminal division. We're an assistance organization in Texas. Most of the prosecution goes through DA's offices. The primary focus that we have, separate from that, though, is our civil enforcement. And we get those cases a number of ways. Some of those cases are referrals from different state agencies, depending on what that agency's enforcement authority is. But if they're going to go to court, they'll come to us, and we will effectively prosecute those civil actions. The bulk of our big cases, though, and our cases that you read about in the news come from just originate in our office, either via complaints or through the executive team or an initiative that Ken Paxton wants to pursue. So we have about 4,000 employees around the state, approximately 750 lawyers. and we have offices all over the state. We've tried to centralize as much as possible, though, most of our litigation with Austin.